At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn on.
Sad news. 4th of July falls on the next Thursday.
That's right.
And we have Thursday off. And unfortunately, we have Friday off.
Unfortunately.
We do.
We're sad.
We have a
very unfortunate
4-day weekend.
They barred us from coming in.
So we decided to celebrate USA in a 4th of July weekend on a Bad Choice Friday this week. Katy Perry and Firework. Neil Diamond, America. How was the voting?
It was decently close, but an absolute definite winner with a 59-41 split, Miles. And let me ask you this. Next week, are we celebrating fireworks?
Well,
no.
No.
We're celebrating America.
Yeah.
Neil Doggone Diamond on a Bad Choice Friday.
The Jewish Elvis.
I didn't know this song started like this.
Yes. Big, heavy intro. You know why? On the boats and the planes and the trains. Ted, they're coming to America.
This is epic.
And from the South Border. And from Canada. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. It is Neil Diamond. You are listening to Men's Room. 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You know what? On a positive Friday, Mike, I'm going to start off with people getting pissed off about stuff.
Oh.
First of all, you watch the NBA draft, second day. Welcome to America. What's the word when your kid works with you?
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it around? LeBron James, his son got drafted by the Lakers. All right. Should have been drafted. I don't know. I didn't see him play enough. He'll probably play in the D League, but good for the James fam. Great story. Mm. That's also not that shocking, right? I mean, yeah, I'll stop there.
Look at Hollywood.
Yeah, look at Hollywood.
50% of the actors that are currently quote-unquote hot are the niece or nephew or son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter of someone else who's already Hollywood royalty.
Right.
Right? The difference, at least with a sport, you still have to have the ability. Right, that's all, right? So I can be anyone's kid, and you go, I'm going to draft him. But look, man, if I suck, you get cut.
Yeah, Joey Porter Jr.
Right, but like in Hollywood,
he's good.
You don't have to be good. You just have to have the name.
Right. And look, right? Bronny Jones, you're right. He might not pan out, but like—
And he'll be fired.
Right, but like he was an incredible high school player, right? He played at SC. Then he had a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he missed a lot of time. So like— I'm sure having the name James on the back of the jersey helped him get drafted, but
yes.
It's like he has no skill. And again, he's not going to be starting or on that bench when the season starts. He's going to have to go down to the G League or D League, what they call it now. I forget. But either way.
Australia.
Well, no.
can do that?
I don't think he can do that now. That was kind of the threat that Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, told people, like, if you draft him and don't let the Lakers get him, he's going to go to Australia and play.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of guys like that, right? Like, Mike and I were just watching the NHL draft, right? And one of the guys, the Krakens drafted a guy that was out playing for Spokane.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that's the thing. When you're in that lower league in the NBA, like, there was a guy that didn't get drafted last year, played in that league, and they got drafted this year.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm pretty sure the Lakers own his rights now in the States. So I know people were pissed about that. I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't know.
Look, everybody gets in the door in their own way. Yes, nepotism is a great way to get your foot in the door. But at the end of the day, the problem that people should have is when nepotism keeps you in the door.
Right, well, so that's the difference, man.
Like, damn, nepotism, good point. Thank you, Tim.
It gives you the opportunity. Like I said, in Hollywood, you can be a crap actor or actress, but you still stay in the game. In sports, they're here to make money.
Look, I was
a janitor at the AFL-CIO. My mother, who's in town, you know where she worked for 30 years? The AFL-CIO.
Yeah.
And she got you a job as a janitor. Business.
Well, that's our version of nepotism.
Right. Well, family business. So do you want to take over this clothing store, tire store, whatever I've got? A lot of kids will say no. I want to do my own thing. But if you're really interested in what they do, Mike, you're perfect.
I'm a product of nepotism.
Right. But it's not. You earned your way to be a great auctioneer.
Right.
Based on the fact that you looked up to your dad. And that's what he did.
Right.
So that's what you wanted to do.
His connections and his history in that business opened so many doors for me that I could not possibly repay him for. He got me in on so many meetings and in so many offices. However, if I was bad at what I did, I wouldn't be there.
Correct. George Clooney.
Yeah.
There
Academy Award winner.
Rosemary niece.
Clooney.
Nah, nephew.
She was the queen of acting. So
yeah,
that's like George
LeBron.
Clooney.
The LeBron thing, I get it, but like people were real. I'm like, just chill out.
What did they think was gonna? That's the other thing. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You can be upset, but like you're surprised by this.
Also, nobody here in the city of Seattle that is a sports fan could be upset about that situation because one of the greatest
Ken Griffey Jr.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely got in here because his dad was here, and he absolutely just destroyed everything that his dad did.
We also have the opportunity to play and to be coached and all those things.
And he still went through the minor leagues. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, just chill out. I have my own personal friends that were texting me, and I'm like, can you believe this? And I was like, he played for whatever Canyon, like Sierra Canyon or whatever. Like, that team was number one in the country. Like, he is a good player. He did not play last year. So, all right, that's number one. Get people fired up. I don't even know if I want to do number two.
Are you scared, Ted?
I'm a little scared.
Okay.
Because obviously it's a political debate, so people have opinions. I did not watch this. I was eating a delicious piece of fish on the waterfront. So I missed this. I saw it on Twitter. I saw people talking about it. I listened to it.
The fish.
What's that?
I'll take the fish.
Yeah. When I got in today, I'm just shocked, honestly. I'm just blown away that this, I don't know how this got brought up in a political presidential debate.
I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. The reason I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. By the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf with you if you carry your own bag.
Zap.
Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
But I have, you know how many? I've
seen your swing. What? I know your swing. Let's not act like children.
You to are a specific child. Concern.
So here's the other thing. They had this system this time because, you know, every day and age now, everybody's cutting everybody off. That, like, if you weren't talking, your microphone would be muted.
Yeah.
For some reason, the golf argument was the only
moment.
We want to hear this. This is important to running the country.
Yeah.
Keep them both up.
I'll chug more fireballs.
Right. Wait, what are we doing?
Are we really golfing?
This is an example of two old men bickering.
Wasn't that crazy to watch that, no matter what side you're on, and go, oh, God.
What have we done?
Oh, God.
I was enjoying a piece of fish.
Keep talking, and I'll meet you. Exactly. I'll back behind the monkey bars.
I might not watch debate number two after that one.
No.
I'm like,
and to their credit, they both, again, it's stupid. This is brought up in a presidential debate.
Yes!
But good zaps. Trump comes out front, as Trump does. Oh, he couldn't do that. He's a little bit. I didn't say that. And then I, like, Biden just tried to get it back. He goes, you got to carry your bag, though. It's like, ooh. basically one guy said you suck, and the other guy said you're fat.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're doing now.
This is where we are
this
at.
This is where we're at.
Real Housewives of the White House. I know. On A&E.
Next debate, Jesus. Thumb wrestle.
Right. Jesus.
Now I'll tell you what would liven up these debates.
Rap battle.
Crossword challenge.
Look, they're too old. Both of them are too old to do a rap battle. Somebody's going to say it. All right, so.
The rest of the world is going, oh my God, America. Oh my God.
But you know what would make that the second debate better? Let's give them mushrooms. All right, so yesterday on the show.
Actually, you are correct.
I know.
That would be.
Psychedelic would help out a lot of people. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about Drew Carey did an interview, and he said, hey, sometimes people come up on stage, they're altered. You can tell. There was the skateboarding Jesus who was on mushrooms.
Rabbi.
Jesus. Well,
both
Jewish.
King of the Jews.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a rabbi.
Yeah. So here's the actual audio of the dude that was on mushrooms.
Big Papa hat, Dolly Parton shirt, bit of dollar.
I'm a mystery dude, wrapped in an enigma. Get used to it.
Joshua, I can't wait to hear. What do you do for a living?
I'm a skateboard rabbi.
You know what? I'll take it.
Skateboard rabbi.
Thrill, you're exactly right. I clearly was wrong and misspoke. Skateboard Jesus is clearly Tony Hawk.
Right.
Your skateboard.
He's always had short hair.
Lord and Savior. All right, let's see. Hey, you know what? Let's just stick with people calling out people.
Yeah.
So Paul Walter Hauser, he plays Stingray on Cobra Kai, which credit where
Stingray.
Which guy is Stingray?
He's the older dude that's in Cobra Kai.
Is he the guy with all the plastic surgery?
No, he's the guy that's a student that's like in his
20s. Oh, gotcha,
and like, remember the first season he bought him alcohol?
Is he okay? I think
kind of I'll a bigger to... dude.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Because yes,
he's a hilarious
he a different
character.
Nickname, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Much different nickname.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like you know, once I was like, you know exactly who it is because he is not a teacher. He's the oldest student. So anyhow, he's never worked with Vin Diesel. But I guess an interviewer compared his work in Inside Out, which is a children's movie. Inside Out just 2 came out.
Yeah.
Strange name for a kid show.
So he's the voice of embarrassment in Inside Out 2, okay? So he doesn't like Vin Diesel. The interviewer compared his work in Inside Out to Vin's work in Guardian of the Galaxy. He did not take it as a compliment. He says, quote, please don't say that. I like to think I'm on time and approachable.
Oh, damn.
Then he added in, and credit to him, he goes, sorry, I love people, but when I hear stories about Hollywood actors who get paid really well and mistreat people, I out them consistently, and it's a blast.
Good on him, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes is there overexposure with, say, The Rock? Yes.
Sure.
But you don't really hear a lot of bad things about Dwayne Johnson, right?
No.
The leagues he runs.
He's very professional, if nothing else.
Right. And like people seem to really like enjoy, it's okay to be around him and stuff. But him and Vin Diesel have beef. You know, so it's like there's got to be something with Vin Diesel. And then this guy is just like, yeah, like I don't care. Like, right. And he's spelling it out for you. Like Vin Diesel gets paid a ton of money to be in movies mm-hmm. or to say I am Groot.
And like, nothing else.
Right. And, you could be nice to people and show up to the call time.
Well, apparently he and The Rock, they had a big issue when they were on set. But the thing was, because Diesel was always late.
Yeah.
And The Rock's like, hey, man, it's a professional thing. They're paying us a ridiculous sum of money to kind of do nothing. You can at least show up on time.
Also,
it's
like you're on a movie. Same rap as for Dwayne.
What's that?
That he does not show up on time.
Oh, really?
There's one story that came out a few months ago, but I would say let's look at a history
totally,
of stuff.
Without question.
I also think it's ridiculous to show up late if you're on a set. Like, you're in a trailer on the set.
You're right there.
You're right outside. All right. What are you going to do this weekend? First of all, there is a ton of stuff happening in this city this weekend. A lot of sports action going on. We talked about it, too. Like, if you're not into, like, weird European sports, again, kind of a little bit of a dead time, right?
So everyone.
As you're watching. Because, right, because baseball, like I was saying yesterday, I love baseball, but there's 162 of them.
Yeah.
You're not even at the halfway mark, but you do have baseball going on. Also, you got Copa America going on, USA national team. What in the F was that last night? Christ, that was a bad loss. Now we got to go play Uruguay. That should be easy.
Yeah, Uruguay.
But you got Copa America. You got, I want to say, the Euros. The European Championship is getting down to the knockout stage. So, you know, watch some of that. Especially if you watch international club soccer, you will recognize most of these stars. I mean, I think that's the cool thing about Copa America, too, is like, oh, man, like, there's a chance we could play Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So you got great. That going on.
Yay. Just like the MLS.
Right. Yay. We get to play against Messi.
Just like Atlanta does.
Formula One is back Sunday morning. Mike, they, I believe, are in. They might be in Austria.
Ooh.
At the Red Bull course, or the circuit, as they would say. But tomorrow, Saturday, big day. All right, you got the Mariners home game, 7:10. Mm-hmm. Sounders home game, 7:30.
Oh no,
there's gonna be a lot of people down. I mean, look. If you can get, I would suggest you get down there early. If you're going to have some fun, maybe hit a place pre-hand.
So both at the same time.
Yeah. Which usually.
That is great. They stagger them.
Me and our buddy Brian Thorpe were talking about this yesterday. I was like, it seems like somebody should stagger it. And I feel like the MLS used to, but now with that Apple deal, they have set times of what time. You know what I mean? They're only going to play at these times. Whereas, like, it used to be, I think they could kind of finagle the schedule little more. So you have all that going on Saturday. I also think I want to say there's a marathon in town on Saturday as well. Let's see, Sunday
there is the marathon and the Greenwood Car Show
and the
on
car
the
show.
Same street.
Oh no,
I'm not kidding you, dude. Oh, and there's two blocks of overlap. At Seattle, you do such a good job planning.
I listen. I have a lot of family in town for my mom's birthday. They're like, well, look, you got to understand. We only get about 2 months of summer. Mm-hmm. So even though it don't feel like summer out there, I said everything is packed into these.
Yes.
And then, truthfully, right, some of the sporting events, you kind of can't help that either way. I also want to say Sunday, just like if you're traveling through town, heads up. That's Pride Parade. That'll have 4th Avenue closed off. But just a lot of stuff going on. We're getting into the heat of summer. But, yeah. Watch some soccer, watch some baseball, watch some cars go zoom.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up in less than 10 minutes. You're listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Minnesota community gets upset when they hear a Starbucks is coming to town. Meanwhile, one man's huge vinyl collection makes his old lady frown. Pennsylvania man tries to steal a washer dryer from Walmart, gets two lawnmowers instead. A woman steals thousands of dollars in baseball bats to whack her old man in the head. And a man caught doing 117 miles an hour had a crayon-drawn license plate. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And our top story, we're going to Minneapolis, where they got a new coffee shop coming to town, Miles. The small neighborhood prides itself in the shops and restaurants that they have to choose from, all of them local. Great little spot there, all the local businesses, local restaurants. It's a fantastic spot, right?
All right.
But following the loss of one of these local shops, they found out that their local clean streak was looking to come to an end as a new banner donned the empty door. featuring a Starbucks logo and the phrase "coming soon" in green letters. Hooray! But if you were curious enough to scan the QR code that was also included on the banner, it would take you to a YouTube video, which was the music video for Rick Astley's "Never Gonna Give You Up." Yeah. You're Rickrolling people out there. Local media reached out to Starbucks, and they verified that it looks like somebody was having fun with the locals, and they have no plans of opening any new locations in the area. That's a great prank.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I know that one costs money, but that's a great prank.
It's worth the money.
100%.
I'm laughing. Last night, I'm having dinner with some of my family. My niece, who's an adult, she's 21, she goes, "I don't know. The original Starbucks kind of looks just like a Starbucks." I said, "And that, Maddie, is why they're so successful."
Right.
I was like, "Have you ever seen a McDonald's?"
Right.
That's right.
It kind of looks like a McDonald's.
Yeah, it looks like a McDonald's.
Problem is, the coffee tastes like Starbucks.
That's right.
That's the problem. I just want a cup of coffee that doesn't taste like burnt, you know,
right?
Dirt.
I want a doggone Dunkin' around here, man. Pisses me off. In other news, it does, dude.
Starbucks does not want Dunkin' to come out.
I was going to say, that's the reason, right?
I know.
Yep.
Odd story out of Pennsylvania. Local authorities are asking for the public's help in finding a man who apparently needs to do some yard work. He was first caught on surveillance walking out of a Home Depot with a cart stacked with two DeWalt lawnmowers that he had not paid for. Not long afterwards, he was seen attempting to do the same with a washer-dryer combo, but he was stopped before he could properly load them. However, he was able to load up a couple more DeWalt lawnmowers and walk out the door. Authorities released a still shot of the man, and they're still on the lookout for him. Lawnmowers.
I guess.
He's got to be fencing those doggone things.
Still, lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm kind of a DeWalt guy myself. I grew up on DeWalt.
I just always think of DeWalt as like power tools, not lawn tools.
Right.
But I guess they have blowers and stuff.
But I was about to say,
battery pack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, have you seen some of the Jaws of Life now use a battery pack?
Really? No kidding.
Yeah, not even gas power.
I'll be damned.
Wow.
I hope I never find out.
Yeah, right? Right. No kidding, dude. No fooling.
If it's battery or gas?
Yeah, like, get me out of here. Hey, man, is that what is that?
Is that a battery diesel pack?
Will that rub my blower?
Is that a two-stroke? What's going on over there?
You put oil in that, man, I guess.
But no, Ted, I've started to free with the Home Depot myself. I'm a yard guy now.
Oh, yeah.
But then, same thing. I know, you know, for me, it was always like Scott's lawnmowers, John Deere lawnmowers, but now there's a full aisle that's got them, and DeWalt, Makita, Milwaukee, Ryobi, they've all got it.
Because the batteries fit in anything they make.
Mm-hmm. He pulled two out
right
in boxes.
Yes.
They were both $600.
Right.
I cannot imagine buying a $600 lawnmower in a box. I just figured I'd push that bad boy out, right?
You'd think.
Like, I don't put it together. It's $600.
Well, I think it is put together inside there, to be honest. I think it's just folded over.
Oh, I got you. So you're just basically just doing that.
The badass move would have been to take a riding lawnmower and drive it out.
Oh. Yeehaw!
I'm digging it.
They'll never catch me.
It's got third gear.
It's got third gear. Why do they have gears, Miles?
I don't know.
Why do they have gears?
So, speed-wise, right?
Yeah, but you're mowing the lawn. You don't exactly want to fly across your lawn there.
I mean, look, the one summer I was a landscaper, we ran Skags, by the way.
All right.
36-inch, 48-inch, 52-inch.
Nice.
But, like,
I was a Toro guy.
There was different speeds, because, like, depending, like, if it's a big, giant lawn,
you just want to zip down there?
Right. You could put the Velcro on, that little wheel,
yeah,
and you could cruise around. But then there's sometimes you got to go much slower. That's why there's gears.
Mike.
Need to switch things up a little bit.
Right. You gotta spend more time talking to people at Home Depot.
I was a snapper kid.
You're a snapper kid?
Sears.
Oh, nice. Was that one of those where you had to push?
It's a Sears lawnmower.
Yep.
For more weird theft, we go to North Carolina. Local authorities were able to track down and arrest a trio of women that are accused of walking into several branches of the same sporting goods store and stealing baseball bats. About $3,900 worth of baseball bats.
Baseball bats?
Why?
I don't know. So here's
for
the
resale?
Thing. They talked about it, how baseball gear, if you have a kid that's in baseball, that stuff is expensive.
Yes,
Easton bat can be about $150 to $175.
Right? And they were saying, basically, these people, they start out by, they're not able to afford it, so they steal it. It was easy enough for them to steal it.
Sure.
And so then they just keep doing it, and then it becomes a second source of income. The problem is that they start creating patterns of what they're doing,
right,
and so then they just start going to the same sporting goods stores, like, did you guys have your bats going missing too? And they could track these people down. So, good news. And they did. They tracked down all three of them. Now they're facing charges.
Could lower the price, but why do that?
Yeah, no kidding. A man in Virginia may have the men's room stupid tax coming his way following his actions on the freeway. He was spotted by a patrolling officer as he flew down the freeway at speeds of 117 miles per hour. The officer eventually caught up to the driver and pulled him over to discover that he was sporting a fake license plate. If you don't have a real license plate on, why are you speeding that much? What are we doing?
It's a great question. How do you even get the car out of the lot without a license?
So it wasn't...
And a plate.
It said that it was not stolen.
That's what I'm saying.
So
you can't drive off a lot when you buy something without a temporary tag.
Right.
Something.
I wonder...
So was that stolen?
No, he said it wasn't stolen. Maybe the guy just didn't get tagged.
What I'm saying is, did they steal the temporary tag? You have to have a tag when you get off the lot.
Yes, you do.
That thing came out of an 18-wheeler bed.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, there you go. So he steals it, takes the tag off of it, creates his own fake license plate and puts it on there so that it looks like it's real.
No, it didn't look like it was real is the problem.
Well, no, he didn't steal it, so it would be his.
So
maybe he did. Maybe he just let the thing expire and was like, I'll just make my own license plate. You know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
You can afford a $225,000 car, but not the $200 tags.
Yeah. Good job, everybody. Good job. Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
It's not out of the ordinary for people to find something to collect, but one man in the UK is in the news for collecting something after our own hearts, vinyl records.
Yeah, man.
He started collecting records back when he was 11 years old, thanks to his parents and their love of music, and has since amassed a collection worth roughly $20,000. And despite confounding his wife with his growing collection, he has no plans to part ways with any of them, nor should he.
No, you buy it because you want to listen to it.
Also, he's in the UK. They have unbelievable vinyl.
Oh, do they really?
Oh,
it's much
way back to the 50s, the 60s, nice. All the American blues, early Beatles, Rolling Stones,
nice.
Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, all the artists that we finally listened to after they became popular over there.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just got to find a way to get
Waters,
that vinyl over here.
B.B. King. Like, no one listened to that here.
Awesome.
They did it in England. They did it in Europe.
They did it there, where it mattered. Men's Room Sports, the NHL draft is underway over on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Kraken had the 8th pick in the first round. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome from the WHL Spokane Chiefs, Berkeley Catton.
Berkeley!
Got a new center coming up
nice.
There. Let's see how that goes. Good luck to you. Welcome
Enjoy
to Seattle.
Enjoy the 4-hour drive.
And he's from Spokane. I don't know if he's from Spokane, but he played for the Spokane Chiefs there, so he's not going too far. Love it. Sounders are back home tomorrow, taking on Chicago at 7:30 over on Apple TV. Then on Sunday morning, you got the rain taking on New York, New Jersey over on ESPN2 at 10 a.m. Good early morning game there. Meanwhile, your Seattle Mariners back in action for the homestand against the Twins. First game tonight, sold out, by the way. So if you're going,
no kidding.
Enjoy your time. 6:40, first pitch on Saturday is at 7:10. And then Sunday matinee at 1:10. We got Logan Gilbert getting the start on the mound tonight. Bryce Miller tomorrow, and then Sunday has yet to be determined. I'm thinking that has to do with Brian Wu going down on the injured list. So I don't think they quite know who's gonna be stepping up there just yet, so we will find out as that day approaches. As far as your weather, we're looking for a lovely weekend. Expecting a lot of what we saw today. Both Saturday and Sunday are expected to be a partly sunny skies with a high of 72. Also, as we get into Monday, kind of looking the same as well. We're kind of getting into that nice mid-warm, partly cloudy, partly sunny situation that's rolling in. You gotta love to see it. And then finally, if you need to track down a cold one tonight, it's Friday night. Time to crack a cold beer and enjoy yourself some Men's Room IPA. Good news, it's spread all across the Pacific Northwest. It is currently on tap at 507 Tap Room in Yelm, over at Gas Lamp Tavern in Issaquah, and then Josh's Taps and Caps in Sahoma.
Soon to be on the ferries, too.
That's right.
Yes, on draft, on the ferries.
Yeah, man.
That's love
cool.
It, man.
That's cool.
Make
also,
your way.
Coming up, it's going to be in CenturyLink.
It's going to be in CenturyLink. No
yes,
kidding.
Yes.
Let's
and more
go.
T-Mobile locations.
You can also find a comprehensive list of locations on the Men's Room page of KISW.com. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a wonderful weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
That's it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.